that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
Folks, the big boy press conference hasn't even begun, and Biden completely blown it. He just did that short introduction of Zelensky, because he just promised Zelensky more of our money, more of our weapons, and that he's going to sign a deal so that Trump can't shut it down. Trump can, of course, shut it down. Of course he can. Biden just canceled even more energy contracts that Trump had signed. Trump had contracts for the wall signed. Biden canceled them. Trump had contracts for energy production signed. Biden canceled them. So absolutely 100% Trump can cancel this war contract that Biden made with Zelensky. But that'll be the narrative. If Trump gets in and cancels it, they'll say, oh my gosh, he can't cancel it, because they just love Ukraine so much and they just want to give as much of your money and weapons to Ukraine as possible. So Biden introducing President Zelensky, calls him President Putin. You can't make this stuff up.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Wow. And guys, played it. No, what he's doing the Cornholio arms again. He's doing the Talladega Nights arms again. Ricky Bobby arms. Play it again.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President,
I'm better.
Anyway,
you are a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, yesterday Zelensky said he wants to kill Putin. This is just a clown show. This is just a clown show. He has the Ricky Bobby arms, and he says, I introduce President Putin. And he says, oh, I'm so focused on beating President Putin. Wow, that's interesting. He's more focused on President Putin than he is America. He's more focused on Putin than he is our border, our economy. That's just amazing, isn't it? That is something else. By the way, on the economy, guys, I seem to have misplaced the tweet. I'll try to dig through my stack here. But they're bragging. Democrats are celebrating this clip. Here, play clip 21, and maybe I'll find this. Play clip 21.
All right, so the month-over-month number coming in negative 0.1. The expectation from the street was 0.1 to the upside. So that is cooler than expected. On the inflation story, the year-over-year number, 3%. Expectation was 3.1%, and that's coming down from 3.3% the month prior. So, again, a cooling story is on your hands right now. As you can see, core month-over-month, that gained 0.1%. The expectation was it was up 0.2. So, again, a cooler number.
So, in other words, inflation is still at 20% since Joe Biden took office, but it's down 0.1%. Okay. Now, this is Big Lib Ed Krasenstein. Could inflation be at a healthy level by Election Day? It's very possible. Would Biden get credit? Insinuating that Joe Biden deserves credit for inflation going down 0.1%. You know, it's so great when liberal commentators crap their own bed. So 20% inflation raise when Biden is president. He has nothing to do with it. That's all Trump's fault. You can't blame Biden for the 20% inflation, which is now permanent. Inflation goes down 0.1%. Biden deserves all the credit. What a hero Biden is. Look at what he's done for the economy. It's down 0.1%. Biden deserves credit. Well, what about it's up 19.9%? That's Trump's fault.
It's
been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Inflation is up 19.9% since Biden got into office. But it's down 0.1% now, so Biden deserves credit. He's so great for the economy.
All right, folks, you know, I said this earlier this week, and it's just true. I'm kind of... The political wonk is almost irrelevant. That's why earlier I'm saying, hey, look, you can have debates about Kamala Harris, legitimate or not. It's not going to be relevant. If she runs and gets elected, nobody's going to care. It's not going to come into play. You might think she's totally illegitimate with your interpretation of the law. Won't come into play. Same thing. She's not even African American. Won't come into play. And so I've realized. I guess this is what Steve Bannon maybe refers to as noise. But it's like the same thing with all this economic crap. Inflation, this, and these numbers, this, jobs, numbers, that, unemployment here. It's like all this noise. What does it really come down to? Cost of living, consumer price index. I get virtually the same thing at the grocery store once a week. Basically the same thing. And I understand, you know, steak is more expensive than it's ever been, and eggs are more expensive than they've ever been. I get virtually the same thing. It's like mostly just steak and eggs and then some juice and some other stuff. And for the first time, there might be some minor changes to what I get. And for the first time ever, my grocery bill went over $300. First time ever. First time ever. And I remember when Biden got in, it was the first time it ever went to $200. Now it's $300 for some steaks and some eggs and some juice. And I'm just like, what the hell? So that's the real, that's what really matters. That's what people see. They see what they pay at the grocery store. They see what they pay at the pump. They see what they pay on the energy bill. You can sit here and throw numbers at them and make claims about unemployment and inflation and all this other crap. It's all just noise. People live in the world and they see their bills going up dramatically and they're struggling to make it. They can't make their car payments. They can't make their credit card payments. And they're forced to decide in the Biden economy, do I go to the grocery store or do I pay off my car debt or credit card debt? That's the Biden economy. That's the real economy. So you can sit here and say everything you want about Joe Biden's economy or inflation or deficit or debt or it doesn't matter. People live in the real world. These energy bills are going to skyrocket if the Democrats remain in control. Grid operator tells Californians to prepare for power conservation. And that because of the heat, they're going to have to turn off the power. And so really, what they'll end up doing is just raising the price of energy because, you know, it causes global warming or climate change or cooling or who knows. Depends on what day of the week it is. They'll change it. Or acid rain, maybe. I don't know. They use that one, too. Or maybe it's the ozone. It doesn't matter. They just make something up. You're causing it with your energy. What they're going to end up doing is they're urging Californians to stop using their air conditioning. What they're going to end up doing is just making the cost of energy so expensive that you just can't even afford it. That's ultimately what they're going to do, but it's to stop climate change. You think your energy bill is high now? 4 more years of a Democrat president, it will be double. It will be double. They will price you out of cooling and heating your home. What do you mean you can't live in your house at 80 degrees? Of course you can. You don't need your house to be at 70 or 60 degrees. Selfish. You can do 80. You can do 90. You don't want to kill the planet. Live in your house at 90 degrees. Live in your house at 80 degrees. Yeah, sure, all the rich people like Nancy Pelosi keep their thermostats in the 60s, but they're rich. They can afford it, not you, peasant. Sure, Bill Gates keeps his house. You know, Bill Gates has a house in Seattle where every room is temperature controlled, and you get like a little thing that it'll control your climate or like the atmosphere of the room. So if you like it at 65, every room you walk in will change to 65. Hey, good for Bill Gates. He's got a bunch of money. He can use as much energy as he wants. He's rich, not you, peasant. Bill Gates doesn't drink the poop water. You do. All right. We're mere moments away from Joe Biden's big boy rally. Big boy. He's already just butchered the first public appearance he's made, calling Zelensky Putin. My goodness. You know what? Let's do this and then get into some of this other election news. Mike Lee is right about NATO. If NATO wants Ukraine to join it, America should be out. But he needs to go all the way. America should get out of NATO, period. Forget about this. If Ukraine joins NATO or if NATO wants Ukraine in it, then we need to get out. How about we just get out of NATO, period? This was Mike Lee on the floor earlier today, clip 24.
European capitals have grown far too accustomed to U.S. subsidized security for way too long. It's an imbalance that has allowed Europe to enjoy constant protection without bearing the risks or the costs. Today, as Washington hosts the annual NATO summit, we find ourselves at a crossroads. NATO, now turning 75, is in alliance with major issues. And despite the rhetoric from President Biden and his handlers, the simple truth is that we cannot afford to consider admitting Ukraine, nor should the United States be making overtures about future membership. As NATO gathers on our soil, the U.S. needs to be forthright with our allies that the U.S. cannot sustain the massive levels of support for Ukraine, and any discussion of Ukraine's membership cannot be on the table.
All right, he's 100% right. That's good. He goes on. But really, we should just get rid of NATO altogether, or America can leave NATO. But see, that's what's funny is if America left NATO, it would dissolve because we fund the whole damn thing. It's just a giant money grab from our pocketbooks, and I'm sick and damn tired of it. But you know what? If that's what it takes, if that's the political strategy to say, okay, you want Ukraine in, we're out, then fine. I'll take it. It's better than nothing. But really, we should already be out. Actually, we should not only should we be out, we should actually be forming an alliance with Russia. How do you like that? How about that? I want out of NATO, and I want into Russia. How do you like that for some foreign policy? I want to make deals with Russia. I want to have a strong partnership for energy production with Russia. That's what I want. Not only do I want out of NATO, I want in with Russia. And any smart person, geopolitically, any true modern-day intellectual would tell you that would be the best foreign policy for the United States. We'd be in, like, the vast majority of the time zones between Russia and the United States. We'd have massive control over the flow of oil and energy. We'd be able to make incredible trade deals, especially if Russia maintains Crimea. I mean, we could dominate the world in trade. We could really compete with China and the burgeoning economies of the Middle East if Russia was our ally. That would be a huge partnership. But instead, we want to push Russia aside. We want to label them a boogeyman. We want to start wars in their names. push them into the arms of China. How's that going for us? Oh, just on the cusp of World War III. Oh, just giving Ukraine all of our money and weapons. How's that going for us? Oh, just gas at record prices. All right, I'm going to stop. So this is CNN. Well, okay, we should probably visit this first. It was Word, I forget where the station is. Joe Biden does an interview, a radio interview with radio station WURD, a popular black radio station, and the host comes out and says, well, they gave me the script of questions before the interview. So the Biden administration literally scripted the whole interview, sent them to the talk show host, so it was a fake interview. Now the same thing has happened in Milwaukee. Milwaukee radio station says it agreed to cut out parts of their interview with Joe Biden that made him look bad after the Biden campaign called and demanded it. So they're scripting interviews, they're editing interviews. They did the same thing with Stephanopoulos. This whole thing is a farce, and that's why this big boy press conference could just be an outright disaster. All Biden had to do was introduce Zelensky today. That's all he had to do, folks. All he had to do was introduce Zelensky, and he called him Putin. I don't know how Biden goes less than 30 minutes, or otherwise that will be the story, how he can't go longer than 30 minutes. I don't know how he goes more than 30 minutes without being an outright disaster. We'll find out soon. But here's CNN now. Apparently, this press conference that we're about to see, the big boy press conference, apparently this whole thing is scripted. This is CNN telling you. End clip.
According to two sources, before cabinet meetings that the president attends, cabinet officials will submit their questions and talking points, key talking points and bullet points that they plan to present to the president in these closed door meetings. This is how one source described it. They said the entire display is kind of an act. They would come and say, hey, the president is going to call on you about 25 minutes in and ask this question. What are the bullet points that you'll respond with? Now, the White House's defense has been that that is standard practice for any administration. They said in a setting like this, you never want the president to be not aware of what is going to be discussed. They want to also just be mindful of the president's time. But we also spoke with sources from the Obama years who said in the cabinet meetings for former President Barack Obama,
there's that name again.
Those were never this meticulously scripted.
So people are saying the big boy press conference is scripted and pre-planned, and Obama officials are coming out and saying, no, we never did that. That's never happened. There's that name again. Obama. Obama trying to purge Biden. I'm thinking it's going to be Harris Obama. But this could be Biden's last shot. Maybe they're saying, Biden, all you got to do is make this free throw. We'll keep you on the ballot. And when he bricks it, they're going to make all the moves to get him off. And because here's the issue. They have to do it in the next 2 weeks. They simply have to do it or they're screwed. All right. Alex Jones is going to be rejoining me rejoining the InfoWars live transmissions here today in mere moments, as we're going to be doing live coverage of Joe Biden's big boy interview. So myself and Alex Jones are going to be covering that live. Some other news before we get to that point. Listen to what John Kirby said to Brett Baer. Some incredible nuanced admissions here in clip 7.
You know, a couple of elections ago, there was the 3 a.m. call. Now there's real concern about can he handle something, you know, that doesn't happen between 10 and 4 p.m.
He gets calls in the middle of the night all the time. And you know, a couple of G7s ago, Brett, you might remember. There was a missile that fell in Poland. There was a concern that it could have been a Russian missile. That call came in to him in the middle of the night.
All right, pause that and rewind it. There was a missile that fell into Poland, and there was concern it might be a Russian missile. Folks, do you remember that? They claimed it was a Russian missile. They said it was a Russian missile. They blamed it on Russia because they wanted to start a war with Russia. So he just, yeah, we lied about the missile in Poland. Yeah, we lied about the Russian missile in Poland to try to start a war. Yeah, we tried to false flag Poland to try to start a war. He just glazes over it. I mean, that is incredible. Folks, we're talking about false flags to try to start World War III, and John Kirby glazes over it in one of the biggest FUs I've ever seen. And Brett Baer, you know, maybe he's thinking about his golf swing and he doesn't catch it. He's a scratch golfer, apparently. What do you mean, oh, a missile fell on Poland and you know, we thought it was Russia, but it wasn't? No, you claimed it was Russia. If it wasn't for the independent press, you would have said it was Russia. You would have run with that false narrative, and you would have started a war with Russia. And he just glazes over it like no big deal. Like, yeah, we lied about a missile in Poland. Big deal. So what? So what? Get over it. What? He admits it. And okay, but now here comes the second nuanced reveal. Biden gets a call late at night about the false flag Russian missile, fake Russian missile. Biden gets a call in the middle of the night. But listen to what he says next. Go ahead.
You know, a couple of G7s ago, Brett, you might remember, there was a missile that fell in Poland. There was a concern that it could have been a Russian missile. That call came in to him in the middle of the night. He called together the G7 at a snap meeting by 8 o'clock that morning.
8 o'clock in the morning? What? A snap meeting? 8 hours later? You just confirmed it. So first he confirms they tried to false flag Poland, glazes over that. Then he says, middle of the night, so Biden calls a meeting at 8 a.m. Well, okay, so he went back to bed? What are we talking about here? What are we saying here? This is a defense of Joe Biden? He gets a call in the middle of the night. So what is that, 10 p.m., midnight? Let's say it's midnight. Biden gets a call at midnight. Hey, Russia just struck Poland. They're probably lying to him about it. Russia just struck Poland. Anyway, let's talk in the morning. Okay, we'll schedule a meeting for 8 a.m. in the morning. You just proved the point. I mean, folks, John Kirby is not very bright, clearly. He admits they lied about a missile in Poland. Then he accidentally admits that, yeah, Joe Biden can't work at night. And that's just incredible. I got to tell you, that is the epitome of this administration right there. All right, now we got a lot coming up here. We're skipping breaks the rest of the way. We got Alex Jones rejoining me in studio any minute now. The big boy press conference is supposed to start in 7 minutes. Who knows? Biden might be getting his butt wiped right now. He might need a fresh diaper. So who knows when the thing is actually going to stop? Actually going to start. But it's supposed to start in T-minus 7 minutes. And so here's what I'm looking for. Obviously, it's can Biden even talk? That's the big test. But they're calling it a big boy press conference. That came right out of the White House. Why? Because the joke is that Biden can't talk. That's the joke. Biden has not done a presidential press conference, I believe, in years. Could you even recall the last time Biden did a presidential press conference? They used to write stories about how 100 days since Biden press conference, 200 days since Biden press conference. They just quit writing the stories because he just doesn't do them. He does 10-minute speeches every once in a while. He doesn't take questions. He might have some joint press conference where he and another world leader will read a statement, and then maybe somebody yells a question at him and he answers it. There has not been a presidential press conference in years. So the joke is it's the big boy press conference because he doesn't do press conferences because he can't physically, mentally do press conferences. Now, anything short of 30 minutes just proves Biden can't do a press conference, period. End of sentence. If Biden does not go for 30 minutes, I don't even care if it's scripted. The whole thing can be scripted. He'll still muff it up. So if this press conference is less than 30 minutes, that's a white flag. He's done. Really, he probably needs to go for an hour. Now, CNN is already reporting the whole thing is scripted. But folks, how does this thing even go for Biden at this point? The whole, don't you think the media is going to be asking about can he run for president? Of course they are. Even if it's scripted, that's going to be the story. So, oh, and by the way, President Biden, you just mentioned Zelensky as Putin. So all of this is coming up. Alex Jones about to join me in studio. The big boy press conference, Biden's first press conference in years, guaranteed to be a disaster. This might be his make or break moment. So we'll be right back live in studio right after this.
The president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it.
A big boy press conference.
What's fun? Big boy.
I am a big boy. A big boy. A big boy. Oh, I am a big boy. And this is what I do.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
Oh, I am a big boy. A big boy.
They are describing it at the White House as a big boy press conference.
What's up, big boy?
Oh, I am a big boy, a big boy, a big boy. Oh, I am a big boy, and this is what I do.
2, 10, 12, 15. Oops, stepping on them. There's a let's flag.
One way to stop getting people to focus on him being 81 and possibly having issues with his acuity is just to call him a big boy.
This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as he was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation, remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
I was sitting, you know, of 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
One debate later.
Both sides, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare, we find housing for Black Americans. The impact on the choice, the idea that they're gonna, I'm proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%. So no one after, I would not raise the cost of Social Security for anybody. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And once you get away with, you get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more border patrol and more asylum officers.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Thank you.
InfoWars lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is live coverage from the War Room with your host, Owen Schroyer. Yours truly, Alex Jones of the Vaunted. First press conference in 3.5 years by the big boy. And we're going to play a clip in a moment while we're waiting for him to get on screen. He's a little bit late, obviously, probably taking a methamphetamine or Adderall shake right now. But obviously, earlier today, he called the dictator of Ukraine, Vladimir Putin. So it just gets richer and richer. Let's go ahead and roll that.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky.
Oh, my God.
I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway.
All right. Owen, I think we should play that twice without me laughing, and then you can respond.
No. Good luck not laughing, though.
Now, roll it 2 times back to back. This is another cheap fake. Hold on a minute. This is fake, folks. It's not real. No, it is real. He did it. They admit it. This is not a cheap fake. Here it is.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better. And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
You know, if you go to my ex account, I did an imitation yesterday that's gone viral of what Biden acted like in the debate. Maybe we can show the B-roll of that. But let's punch up the live debate feed. Is he out there yet? Nope. Next up, big boy press conference. Owen, you're hosting the War Room here. We're going to continue on commercial free now, even after the show ends in 27 and a half minutes here. But you were saying, as we were during the little promo break there, that if he doesn't go more than 30 minutes, this is not a big boy press conference.
Yeah, I think anything less than 30 minutes is basically a white flag. I can't do it. I can't hack it. I can't make it. I can't go longer than 30 minutes. That's a white flag. And, you know, the most recent times where he's been forced to basically make a statement when there's been big things happening, like when all the riots were happening, when there's things that break out in the Middle East, in Israel, in Ukraine, he's basically forced to make a statement. He never goes longer than 10 minutes. I mean, normally you're thinking 30 minutes, you're making a big statement. He can't do more than 10 minutes. So, I mean, I'm looking at this big boy press conference, 30 minutes minimum, probably an hour worth of questions. But we're also talking about a guy who hasn't done a press conference in over a year. So he's got a lot to answer for. I don't even care if it's scripted. It can be 100% scripted. He still has to make it longer than 30 minutes.
Kids, roaches, hair.
My legs, and they rub my legs down.
Well, corn pop.
I don't know how bad. I think this is going to be a disaster, and maybe it's meant to be a disaster.
Oh, this is a real photo from this morning.
Give the audio, Alex. Don't laugh at this. This is very serious.
Roll the audio.
Yeah, I'm a big boy. That's a big boy, sir. I'm a big boy. I took a big boy poop. Yes.
My butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped.
Ladies and gentlemen, Operation, you know, we joke about this, but it's so sad for our country. But they're looking at the numbers. There's almost no way to remove him now. Multiple states can't get him off the ballot now. It looks like we are stuck with big boy.
They basically have 2 weeks, Alex. I mean, you're looking at a 2-week deadline. That's why they wanted to push up, because they were first going to do a virtual ceremonious nomination, because their DNC in Chicago in mid-August is too late.
I like that, ceremonious.
It was just going to be a ceremony. Well, I guess really the convention would be the ceremonious thing. Virtually nominating him would be the official thing, but they had to do that before July 27th. So they were going to do it late July. Then they were saying, well, we need to do it July 21st to get this thing done because of all the calls for his removal.
The big boy's refusing.
Well, I don't know if big boy knows what's going on, but they might need a rabbi schmully insert.
And even NBC News admits what we were saying years ago with Roger Stone, has great sources. Jill is basically the president, and the chief of staff is Hunter. So we have a crackhead lunatic as the chief of staff right now. And people say, well, don't worry, he's still a puppet. Yeah, but even foreign governments try to call the Pentagon or try to talk to the CIA. It's been years since they've talked to, like, the Russians and people. And the Chinese say they get a call, like, every 3 months. Like, usually the U.S. government's talking, like, every 5 minutes to other governments. There's, like, just stillness. Just,
well,
I like that sound. It, like, when you're not old enough, but when we were younger, at midnight, they'd play the Star Spangled Banner. And then we just put up a TV symbol there, and we go, at the end of the night. And it's just kind of like a...
Well, Kirby just admitted it, that Joe Biden can't get up at night. Orban is about to meet with President Trump. He won't meet with Biden. Biden doesn't answer the call. So Orban is about to meet with President Trump, and they're concerned. The media is panicking right now that Orban is basically acting as intermediary between Putin and Trump. And this is why they signed that Ukraine compact today.
Keep the war going forever outside of Trump.
Yeah, even though
in reverse,
Trump's trying to have peace. They don't want
this
peace.
This isn't about me telling stories to sound important. When I got married 7.5 years ago to my new wife, Trump found out the wedding date and called the night of the wedding for 10 minutes and congratulated my wife. I mean, that's the kind of, he spent, when he was president, like 8 hours a day on the phone. Because that's real power, is being able to call people when you're the president. Talking to world leaders, you name it, calling my wife up, calling me up. I mean, can you imagine the energy Trump has versus this guy that won't even talk to world leaders?
Well, he's actually a sociable person, and he's a likable person. He has a big personality, and so that's
he
why—
He is a big boy.
He's the real big boy. Well, Biden is the big guy, but now he's the big boy. So he's actually been taken
so
down.
So now it's 10% to the big boy.
Big boy might only get 5% now. I don't know, big boy, big guy gets 10%. Big boy only gets 5.
Yeah.
He's already 6 minutes late. I thought they'd actually have him on time because they have.
I told you they'd be late.
You said that he would be late. He was just at that meeting with Zelensky, so I was figuring, all right, they'll have him doped up and ready to go. The last two statements he made, he was right on time walking out of the doors. So he's already 7 minutes late. I wonder how bad this is going to get.
Should we play the Jeopardy music?
I don't know. We might be playing it all day.
Yeah.
It could be a long process.
Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and play him just hours ago saying he was introducing President Putin.
I think Putin's laughing.
I think he's probably crying. This is very dangerous. You know, the United States is now moving long-range missiles, hypersonic missiles, into Eastern Europe.
Yeah, and they also said they're giving missiles to Germany, and Russia responded. Putin said, we view that as an act of war. Biden already said if we give F-16s, it's an act of war. Now they're sending F-16s.
And now they're sending hypersonic missiles as cruise missiles. And let me tell you, they don't put vanilla ice cream cones on top of those. They put nuclear weapons on them. So, and again, I didn't like the communist Russians. I'm not a Russophile. You know, but Kennedy, the Pentagon, in his first year in office, put Nike missiles in Turkey, medium-range missiles, with nuclear bombs on them, hydrogen bombs on them. And that's when the Russians put nukes in Cuba, and that caused the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it was back in the newspaper that, hey, the Russians were like, pull your missiles out. So it wasn't like the Russians just stuck missiles in Cuba to just mess with us. That was because of that.
Well, think about how corrupt the media is today compared to them, that was actually a big news story then. We basically just had Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0. They didn't even mention it. They just didn't even cover it because they got to protect Biden. So
that's right. Now there's Russian nuke subs that are always there, but now they're popping up off the coast of Miami doing nuclear attack drills.
Yeah.
Because our government, and again, folks, if the Russians did wrong, I don't care. I attack the Chi-Coms all the time because they're actually in our grill, okay, and control much of Congress, like Swallows well. The Russians have no flex when it comes to political manipulation. They do have a bunch of nuclear weapons. So, and that's what Putin said. He said, we can barely run our own country. It's three times the size of the U.S. We're trying to stabilize our country. We don't want to get any more land. They're not going to invade Europe.
Yeah, they've got enough land. They don't even know what to do with most of it. They got plenty of resources.
The only place that's got more resources than Africa, and that's a bunch of countries. It's a whole continent, is Russia. Russia's bigger than Africa, and it's the only, I mean, there's two places that got all the resources. I mean, you talk about oil, diamonds, rare earth minerals, timber, uranium. I mean, everything. Russia has everything. But strangely enough, they don't have helium.
Which, for some reason, there was a shortage of, and now they're claiming that they found more. I know NASA uses a bunch of helium. But, you know, I think they keep making this claim like, oh, Russia will go into Europe. I don't think so. I think the farthest Russia would like to go.
It would be a nuclear war. They only did it because the West started a war in Ukraine, a proxy war.
I think Russia wanted to free eastern Ukraine from the grips of the Kiev regime. They've done that. for the most part. And I think Russia wanted Crimea because it is nutrient-dense land and great property.
Well, plus, Crimea is there. Russia was founded 1,000 years ago by Slav the Wise. So that's where Russia comes from. Like, I don't know. I've never met your mother. What's her first name?
Annette.
So would you be mad if people kidnapped Annette?
Yes.
But that's where Russia comes from, is Ukraine. So that's the issue. It's not like even if the Russians took over New York City, we'd be pissed. We've had that for 400 years, basically, you know, where New York is now, 300 years. That's where Russia was started. I know you know that, Owen.
Yeah, well, don't try to give this history lesson like Putin did with Tucker Carlson.
He did do that, didn't he?
Yeah.
So can we, let's just see it one more time. Here he is. Hey, thank God. I told people to post on my ex. People say, am I the guy posting on X? Yeah. 95% of the posts are me. That's why there's typos all over it. Plus the voice to print thing has even more mistakes than me writing it. 95% of the time it's me, but like I'll give him a headline. They'll write it. I did just tell him 10 minutes before he went on. I said, hey, put that clip out of him saying that, you know, thank you, President Putin. And just say, thank God Biden finally met with Putin.
He thinks he did.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there it is. Biden caught. That's not the headline I said, guys. Put it back up. Okay, I love everybody. Leave that up and put it. I don't care if you put it up twice. Just put it out again saying, thank God Biden's finally talking to Putin. That's what I asked for. See, I said I write the tweets, but then inadvertently they didn't listen to me. That's not my tweet. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Robbie was all excited because I walk in and I go, hey, get on my Twitter. Well, you know, comb my hair, what's left of it, and brush my teeth. So when I got something to eat with my family. And I said, hey, put up there that thank God Biden's finally meeting with Putin. And he goes, oh, I'll say we caught him with him. And I said, no. The dude did what he wanted. You see that right there? I don't care. Don't delete the tweet.
Insurrectionist.
Yeah, he's an absolutely. So I'm not writing these tweets now. It's updated. Okay, let's see it now. You don't need to erase the tweet. Just put it out again. Thank God Biden's finally meeting with Putin. Maybe we can stop World War III.
That'd be nice. He's now 12 minutes late. This is just...
Is Biden in the room or are you farting?
This is just bad. Dude just walked in the room. How dude is the one that walks in the room and now you're going to blame me?
No, I know, dude. That's a dude fart. Is that not horrible? You know, they say who smelt it dealt it, but I know that's dude. I've been on enough road trips. I'm actually on a secret mission with him this weekend.
This is what happens when Biden shows up late. Can you imagine?
He is the worst farting on airplanes. Rob, get in here.
Oh, my God. Don't put him on blast. Butt's been wiped.
Zoom in on the culprit.
Where is Joe Biden?
You fart in the control room.
I blame Joe Biden.
God, you're right. That's a Rob dude. Oh, my God. See, I've known Rob too long, and I know what his farts smell like.
This is what happens when
it's
Biden.
It's like we're married.
What's going to happen if Biden's another 10 minutes late? Dude.
Don't look at his guilty face. You're right. Zoom in. You see that? That is a guilty.
It's Rob Dew.
That's you.
It's Rob Dew.
Well, if it was you, Owen, your fart smells just like this.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't known Dew long enough for that to be going on.
No, maybe just looking at Joe Biden's blue screen. Maybe
Joe Biden. Well, he is. Do you think Biden is going to wear a diaper tonight? So, yes, I think
so.
Look
at a dead animal in here.
I think Biden wears a diaper.
How viral is this Rob Dew?
This is gonna be fun. This is good for Rob's future.
Yeah,
he's gonna make something out of this now.
I'm gonna be stuck on an airplane with him this weekend. Nothing worse.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
My
first
bulldog
all right.
died a few years ago. It's the only creature with worse farts. All right.
May he rest in peace,
Captain.
Now, I remember you were broken up after that. I remember that.
Yeah. Rob, I'm sorry. Let's look at how guilty Rob looks.
All right. Over under at this point, Biden now 15 minutes late. Over under. I mean, how late is he going to be?
Well, let's double check because first they said 5:30 Eastern, then they said 6 Eastern. Then
yeah, they already delayed it an hour.
it was twice today. First they said 5, then they said. First they said 5:30 Eastern, then they said 6 Eastern, then they said 6:30 Eastern, like at 2 o'clock today. So they've changed the times. Guys, can we check and see if they've changed the time? They obviously haven't told the White House. It says right here.
Yet. He's just late. Biden's just late. He must have had a disaster. He must have had a serious problem.
Must have done a Rob Dew.
Well, I don't know. It's something worse. I'm thinking something worse. Probably a Jerry Nadler.
Wasn't it Nadler that had a pooped himself?
Absolutely.
He had a Nadler. I think Biden had a Nadler.
Hey, we're presidential material now, though.
This is a big boy. This is a big boy press conference.
All right, I'm turning to Biden, just looking at him. That's, you know, the thing. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
Yeah, anyway.
Come on, give me a break. Come on, man. Here he is.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Nice.
President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it.
Beating Putin? Anyway, what does that even mean?
Mr. President.
I'm better.
Is that a threat? Nice. By the way, what is this deal, Alex?
That is the biggest gaffe you can do, introducing a leader in wartime face-to-face and getting the name wrong and introducing him as the name of the archenemy. It'd be like if Churchill was introducing in England during World War II, let's say Theodore Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt was his cousin. So now I am turning into Biden, the other Roosevelt. And imagine he's introducing the other Roosevelt, and he introduces him as Hitler.
Joining me in studio now is Cenk Uygur. Cenk, how you doing?
You know, if I was world dictator, I would pass a law we could service donkeys. They'll probably actually... It's Teddy Roosevelt. Imagine if Teddy Roosevelt was introduced by Churchill at, say, the Yalta summit as Adolf Hitler.
You know, that is almost so bad, you can't even believe it. Like, think about it. This whole purpose is to try to revamp Joe Biden, save Joe Biden as the candidate, and before the press conference happens, he has his biggest moment. He calls Zelensky Putin. That's almost, like, scripted. Like, did he do it in...
It's almost like Rob coming in here and doing what he did.
So you just called
definitely
him
definitely deliberate.
You just called Zelensky Putin, and now you're going to be more than 20 minutes late to your own press conference. He's good though. He's fine. Smartest guy I've ever met.
Well, you know, I promised my wife. I guess what you guys. I said I bet this press conference only goes about 45 minutes because I kind of sped off early to have an early dinner with her and my younger daughter and my middle daughter. And then I left early from dinner down the street, and she goes, oh, you'll be up till 9 o'clock. You'll be home at 9. I said, no, I swear, I'll come home. We'll get in the pool in the backyard. I promise. We'll light. She goes, you won't be back for 3 hours. I said, okay, sweetheart, we'll see. And now we probably won't be because he is not going to get up there.
I really wonder.
Meanwhile, I'm locked in here with Rob Deere.
This is.
Just I don't know about gas chambers in World War II, but they exist here.
The doors here are wooden, Alex.
Oh, my God.
We've got a camera shot.
It's about to start.
Are these his speech writers?
So we are now.
Biden expected to speak soon.
We're now 19 minutes late.
Expected to speak soon. Nobody knows what that means. They can't even get the flags straight. They're trying to figure out what to do with the flags. I mean, that's just they can't even get the flags symmetrical. My goodness. How are they so unprepared?
Hey, go. Hey, go shuffle around in the background. Go shuffle around, you know. Just let's not make it look like Biden's late. Let's just kind of shuffle around and look like we're still fixing things, yeah.
Exactly. Like, what the hell are we going to do? Get out there, damn it. Make it look like something's going on here.
Come on, shuffle around. Fix the flag. Touch the microphone or something. Do a mic test.
Big boy expects you to speak soon.
Yeah. I'm sure they're doing a test with... 20 minutes late. Yeah,
they all act official and smart. And how much you want to bet each one of them is farting when they get up there?
Or they would crop
dust. That's what you do in the info or the studio.
No. But actually, they probably owe it to Joe Biden after everything he's done to them.
I don't normally smoke, but just to clear this room out.
I wasn't prepared for this. I've never smoked a cigarette.
Now this.
Where'd you get that?
This is going to be like a gas explosion. You ready to die? Boom! We're all dead.
Damn it, Joe. What have you done to us? What have you done?
By the way, folks, I haven't smoked in decades. And I picked it up only here and there. It's a bad thing. Kids don't do this at home. This is fake. This is all a deep, deep, deep fake. Deep, deep, cheap fake.
You know, I was, they had a negative story about Zyn nicotine products today.
Oh, my God. Nicotine's so good for you, minus the smoke.
I've never had a Zin. I know that there's some members of the crew. I was going to... Chuck Schumer said it was bad.
To, listen, I hadn't smoked in decades, and then I tried to stop. Because during the sitting hip crawl, I started smoking. And I tried the Zin things. They're great. All that stuff's too strong. Because I used to chew tobacco when I played baseball in, like, you know, high school. Because everybody did it. And so I chewed, like, Levi Garrett and Redman and wouldn't get sick. I get sick on those things, man.
The Zins?
Yeah, they're just so strong. I'm putting them down. But I mean, I could shove a giant gob of Redman in my mouth and just be in heaven for an hour.
Long cut,
all of it. Okay, well, they're still testing. As if they got to have all of them to stand up and check.
Get up there.
Definitely buying time.
Look at them shuffling around still.
Here. Let's hear what music they've got going now. Here we go. No, Copenhagen Skull Long Cut. Let me tell you something. My grandmothers didn't do it. But my great-grandmothers were Texas old school. They did the powdered stuff in the little glass bottles. Because ladies didn't smoke. But behind closed doors, they stuck the powdered snuff in between their teeth.
Some women love Zin. I guess because it's the same thing. They don't want to smoke.
Yeah.
But they like the nicotine.
Oh, nicotine by itself is very good. It's the tar and the smoke that's bad for you. All the studies show. Let me tell you something. Tucker Carlson, people don't know this. It's not even a secret. If you look carefully, he has it in his mouth at all times. Only at dinner will he pull it out, and then he puts it right back in. So he's on that stuff all the time.
So he
it's just like saying the guy, the hair club guy, is actually not just the president. He's a member with Tucker and his. I'm not putting Zin down. They're all super strong. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I even try the weak Zin, and it's just like, boom. I'm like, you know.
The only thing I like now is caffeine. It's like the only stimulant. It's just caffeine.
Oh, and you don't even drink anymore. Look at this guy. Look. As if, look, okay, they're definitely stalling for time.
Yeah, 100% now. A stall job at this
stalling
point.
For time. Now,
look at this guy on the phone. Oh, my gosh. Now they're bringing out new flags.
Okay. They are in full panic mode.
Wow.
By the way, I was told this by Secret Service and New York high-level police multiple times. I'm talking people in charge, that when Biden gets mad, he craps his pants. I don't make stuff up. When I'm joking around, I'm joking around. Smelled like potpourri in her earlier. I was joking about Ron.
Do you think he pooped his pants? Why are they mad? Because they made him say Putin?
That or they gave him too much methamphetamine and he's like flopping around.
Look at this.
And look, they're moving more American flags around.
They haven't known about this press conference. It's
and
not like they've had time.
Osama bin Laden's son is going to be there.
Oh, man.
Well, the Biden press conference so far has been great.
Yeah, we're now 23 minutes into this.
This has been really exciting from the big boy.
And I can be floating around in my pool right now.
Yeah, give us a smile. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Get that. Here, move that flag.
Let's go back to a month ago. Let's go back to the bikini contest.
Move that flag a little more. Man, how late? This is bad. More than 20 minutes late after an hour delay already, and they're shuffling things around to buy time now because they didn't know they were going to have a press conference.
I'm just scared of Rob Dew right now.
He's on the other side of the building now. Oh, look, they cut away. And now they got the NATO thing up there. Oh, my gosh. Now they have the NATO graphic up.
Well, we may be here for a couple hours. Hell, maybe he just died.
They might just cancel this. It just might be. So who predicted they would cancel it earlier? Somebody came in here and said they're just going to cancel it. I think it was Rob Dew. There you go, Alex.
Let's go full screen on this.
You got what you requested now.
Oh, my God.
This is what they're doing. This is how we're going to do. We're buying time now.
The Lord is a good person and creates these lovely ladies.
We're buying time now.
By the way, I'm a Christian. I love God. But every time we do this kind of stuff, people get mad. They say, what are you doing? I didn't say I was a saint. Put her back up, God Almighty. Jesus, I love you, Lord. So you got to thank God for all the things he's created. And you know, God gave us all this, not the devil. God gave us life, our families, all the good things. Wow, look at her.
Is this the same show that you guys had on earlier? Is this a new one?
I don't know, but I like this better than the last one. Jesus, thank you, Lord. The Lord giveth, doesn't he? I mean, God is, you know, is there a God, folks? Yes, there's a God. God came up with that. All very good in matrimony. Let's go to the audio of this. This is spectacular. Oh, yeah. Another stations waiting for the big boy press conference are not bringing you this.
That's true.
And, by the way,
we're thinking about you, the audience.
You know.
That's how considerate we are. They went. They cut away. They don't even have the shot of the studio up now. So, as we wait.
Don't make us look at Owen and me. Let's go back full screen.
Some nice, what do you call this music?
Kind of house, relax.
Like house.
House elevator.
Yeah, I was going to say house elevator. Yeah,
I like it.
Deep. This is deep house.
Deep okay. house. Deep. Definitely would go deep on all this. It's just, oh my goodness gracious. Things are looking good today.
Very presidential.
Old-fashioned artillery.
Presidential material here. This is what Kamala Harris used to do. This is how she got started in politics.
I like this athletic look, too. Man.
Yeah, she's an athlete. She drives a motorcycle.
This is an empowered woman. You don't see any trannies up there.
Not yet.
Well, Michelle Obama will come running on. Like the,
someday.
Like the Kool-Aid guy crushes, or like the Slitz Malt Liquor. Guys, show the Slitz Malt Liquor bowl busted to the wall. Wow, I can't even see. Wow, look at her. I can't even see the bikini straps.
Are there any?
Here's the best part.
Very, very little.
Oh, my goodness.
I think this is it for Joe Biden. This is it. He can't even show up on time.
I'd be getting this show in my backyard right now, so.
You're being denied this show, so you're trying to replace it? Is that what's going on here?
Hell, we just pulled up some bikini shots of my wife. You know, I posted on my wife's ex picture in a bikini. Everybody's like, you're disrespecting your husband. God made this. We should celebrate this in matrimony.
That's actually what the whole trans culture, the liberal progressive trans culture is about.
Well, that's like Gillette ads. Remember where the guy tries to talk to a girl on the street, he's bad and gets stopped? No, guys talking to girls, and that's normal, folks. But convicted pedophiles trying to have access to your kids, that's okay?
Like, a steak is really good. A filet mignon is really good. So they want to fake it and have a bug paste steak and say, no, you eat this now. It's like, hey, a beautiful woman is, like, universally attractive. So they say, oh, no, we're going to give you a man that's pretending to be a woman now.
I like that blue on her.
I don't know this ad. What happens here?
It's a slit malt liquor ad. I was saying you should have Michelle Obama bust to the wall like the bull.
She's about to bust through the wall in this election.
Here we go.
A classic Americana.
Yeah, classic. Boom. There we go. Yep. Michelle Obama, man.
A bull.
No one does it. That's good. And now we need to see a Kool-Aid ad.
They just keep coming. The hits just keep coming.
And I'm not against a voluptuous woman. I'm just saying, the more athletic ones kind of are my type. Not putting her down. She's a very beautiful young lady.
Oh, she's trying to win your vote over here. Oh, another.
Actually, I'm voting for Michelle Obama. There he is.
Pete Rose. Wow, these are throwbacks.
Jim Jones pops through. He goes, only way the Kool-Aid works if you all drink it.
Well, as Joe Biden is stalling and having his butt wiped, we're going back in time.
They are now 30 minutes late.
This is bad. This is really bad.
And it was, they had to all run around like they had a technical problem. They go, that's not working. You called it, Owen. And so now.
Hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nowhere do you get live big boy press conference coverage like this. Now, nothing against her. She's beautiful, but she's too skinny.
I think that's bigoted of you, Alex.
Well, I'm allowed to have my preferences.
No, you're not.
Well,
that's very bigoted. How dare you?
Well, let's back this up to the beginning again. Let's start over. Let's just go through them.
Now, hold on. You don't want to.
Well, there's more coming.
Yeah.
All right,
we don't want to give him a repeat here. We're trying to kill time.